Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Y'all killing me with this Y'all trying to kill me! You killing me, man! Y'all just don't want to believe the truth! You don't want to believe it!
His publicist helped calm him down.
Hey, I guess yesterday's video got a lot of traction. So, maybe we're going to start a thing, Car Chronicles, dating after 40.
Or, here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the f*** up!
Car Chronicles, dating after 40. Please don't do that. Please don't do it. You know, I have my own Chronicle show, ma'am. Like to hear the theme song for it? Here it go. Before you even, you know, go on, I think I might have an inkling as to why you're not succeeding in the dating market. Fellas, you think you can be magical and guess what I'm thinking? You think you can turn into a psychic instantly and figure out what I'm thinking? You think you can channel your ancestors and read my mind? Nah, it don't take anything supernatural. Ma'am, you're unattractive and you're ridiculously overweight.
Men aren't satisfied with the women in his country?
Not really, no.
And you have no self-awareness because you think this is okay to make TikToks in your car about how you're failing at dating. But let's hear you out for some strange reason. Because I guess I just got nothing better to do right now.
First, I have to address a few of these comments. One is, why am I dating? Well, I was married for 13 years, with him for 15 years. Yeah, I'm single at 40, so I guess that's why I'm dating. Obviously. That sound did not...
Shit. That was a preemptive shh. Just know I have a whole bag of shh with your name on it.
I'm really bored. Like, I'm really, really bored. But, you know, it's not a coincidence. It's not a coinkydink that she says she was with the man for 15 years, married to him for 13, but she's not going to bust into the details of why she's not with him no more. I got a feeling that she thought she can hop on TikTok and hop back on Tinder, even though she's at the bottom of the dating market, and get something better.
That's stupid! Use your common sense. Just use your common sense.
Even women like this think the grass is greener on the other side and they're going to be able to trade up. I can't listen to the rest of this. I deserve better and my audience deserves better.
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart.
You know what would be the best thing ever? If there was like an automatic scroll so like I could sit here and eat and watch TikTok. And I'm being like, you know?
These women are worthless, man. They're worthless. Like, what is the point of this woman's existence? I doubt she's married. I doubt she has kids. And on this trajectory, being this cringe on the internet, she's not going to have a family. She's not going to have a husband. She's staying bullshit drama with her other blonde dingbats. She's a burden on her father. She's a burden on her family. She probably doesn't do anything at work, wherever she works, at Taco Bell or H&M or whatever the fuck. Like, what's the point of her life?
What does one say to a man with no conscience?
Nothing!
Eating on camera is completely disgusting. Now you're showing your pits on the internet. I don't know, man. There's literally no standards for women in society. They can be whoever, act however, talk however, and we're supposed to see them as a prize still. And not see them as worthless pieces of garbage. Meanwhile, a man can be hardworking, caring, loving, all that, and he's still considered a worthless piece of garbage.
The girl who went to Bali with her sneaky link, right, and paid for the entire pool in your villa to be decorated with flower petals to spell out the words sneaky link vacay as a funny joke. You're in love with him. We all know it.
They don't grow up. They always stay. It's always the same shit.
I mean, I don't know what's more pathetic, that that woman took the time and effort to spell out sneaky link vacay, or the fact that you came back home to do a TikTok about it. I just can't make up my mind which one is more pathetic. Maybe y'all can help me out in the comment section. But yes, of course she loves him. If she's putting that much effort into a man, she loves him. Women don't give a damn about most men. So yeah, that took way too much thought and effort for her to be casual about how she feel about him. And he don't give a damn about her.
You don't know that.
He probably made her pay for the whole trip. Because why else would he go? It ain't like the coochie gonna be better in another country. Or maybe he went so he could pick up some other hoes. I don't know. But it wasn't to spend quality time with you. Or with her, I can assure you. I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head. Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Come on, first day with me.
This is a fact.
Then a midi skirt, bodysuit, and then a blazer. It's a little bit chilly. I know we're going to a rooftop because we booked it today and it was really sunny, and now I'm not so sunny.
I'm going on 50 first dates, plot twist with rich guys only. I ain't saying she a gold digger.
She ain't messing with no bro. The dating apps aren't working, so we're gonna do it ourselves.
Yep, you heard that right. Dating apps aren't bloody working. So I'm going to be heading up to London in an attempt to find love. Hi, I'm Lydia, and I've now been single for 9 months. And even though I'm on the dating apps, I can't seem to find anyone who takes my fancy. And it's come to my realisation that unless I leave my house, there's no chance in hell that I'm going to meet anybody. And it's come very apparent that I've become a hermit.
Which, as we all know, is completely ridiculous. But there is, however, honour in making a loser feel better.
And here's what's crazy. Even when they get this desperate, like, they're still expecting a top 10 to top 5% man to just walk up to them and start talking to them while they're awkwardly just standing around somewhere looking like a dork. They really think a top tier man is going to come up to them.
Okay, you know what, though? There ain't nothing funny about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish one of y'all motherfuckers would just start laughing, because y'all know you think this is funny.
Like, her master plan to find a man is just exist in the world. Like, how about you have some more character and courage than that and actually put in effort to get a man, because you don't think a man is worth effort. And even when you get the man, the top 5 to 10% man, you still gonna think just existing around him is enough to keep him. Wow.
In love. But not anymore. As I'm now entering my lover girl era. And I'm now gonna be getting myself out there and getting myself into different situations in order to find love. And I've only got one goal from these little love adventures. And that is to either get a phone number or get a date.
Is that time? Seven o'clock? Just stand by him. I can make contact. Hold on.
Are you delusional? Do you suffer from a mental illness?
As we keep wandering, and each room that we go into is disappointment after disappointment. Which, ironically, is usually what they say about me
right after they kick me out of bed.
And so I think we're gonna have to put the National Gallery down as a bit of a...
So she's with her guy best friend, and she thought that would be a good strategy to attract a man to come up to her.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
Like, do you think guys are out in public and think, oh, that chick is clearly filming for a TikTok or for a social media. Let me go up and embarrass myself and try to holler at her.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I really hope that guy friend isn't straight. I really, really, really hope that.
What do you mean by that?
Welcome to womanhood. Thanks, I'm so excited. It's truly, it's such an honor. You got pen and paper, you're just gonna have to write down a few notes before we start. Oh yeah, here, got one here. Okay, ready. First things first, makeup. Yep. Yeah, right now, wearing too much. Oh, guys, men look like you're not wearing any makeup, but right now your eyelashes are kind of giving spider.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't not wear any makeup, because if you don't, then people are just going to say you look tired.
Okay.
How's the hair situation looking?
Quite long?
Long. I can see it from here. That moustache, gotta go. Sideburns along with it, and don't forget the little chin hairs.
That's what you wanted, kid. Now live with it. I don't feel sorry for you, and I hope nobody feels sorry for you. You always gonna have some thoughts just like you, who's gonna be, oh, she speaks directly to me.
The sooner women get over all this, the better their mental health will be in the long run. Because her looks are gonna degrade, no matter what. And the harder they try to fight aging, the more crazy they go. Or women could just settle down at 21 and start having kids, and then they could just let themselves go from there, and then all they gotta worry about is what their man finds hot after the kids are put to bed. You know what I mean? She don't even have to be out in society. She could just hang around family and friends and her husband and kids, and they're not going to judge you for not wearing makeup. Well, how about that? How about all you bitches go back to traditionalism, and you don't got to worry about staying hot for, you know, your coworkers or whatever, or the guys at the club or anything like that.
You are never going to meet anybody with that kind of mentality about women, you sick son of a bitch.
Ooh, and armpits, legs, goes without saying. But then won't I just look like a child again? Not my rules. Do you work out?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Don't do it too much, because they don't want you too muscly. Yeah, but at the same time, they want you to have a big bum, tiny waist, stick thing legs.
And what's wrong with that?
Let's be real. 80% of guys don't give a fuck about this. Most American men, their standards are really low, and they'll take what they can get. So all this stuff only applies when you're going after somebody who's way out of your league. Let's be very clear.
Thought about having any surgery? No. All right, well, buckle up, because you're going to be bombarded from all angles to tell you that you need surgery. But just be prepared. If you do it, you will be judged. And if you...
Who the fuck is going up to women saying, like, yeah, you know you're going to have to get surgery, right? Get the fuck out of here. I can't take it anymore.
I can't do it.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments. Nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.